on the wagons, you know, us against the world. Is there a concern with both of you guys that the team, you could get too sky high and maybe just kind of burn out in the first quarter?
You know, that's one of the things that you worry about. You know, I know Mark has gained the love and respect you got to have as being a head football coach, and he's also been in a coordinator position. And I feel the same way. The kids love both of us, and those kids that are playing for you are ready to fight and lay down for you. I know that'll be a major part, and I'm sure between now and game time, Mark will be on the same schedule, that maybe similar schedule that I plan to be on, and that's making sure you want them to be excited. Don't want to take that away from them, but you also want to make sure you focus on the task at hand, execution of that play, making sure you understand what down and distance, what offensively or defensively, what offensive personnel is in the game, what defensive personnel is in the game, what special team situation is there in front of you. I think that's the things that we'll harp on the moment we get through with the luncheon. Let's make sure we focus on doing the dotting the I's and the crossing of the T's a little bit more now, because we'll remove ourselves from the outside noise. So I'm looking forward, very much forward to making sure we keep honing back in. The kids have done a great job. And I know I heard Mark mention about his guys doing a great job of staying focused. So have our guys as well as could be, you know, focusing at the most critical times for us. We've had four good days of practices this week. I'm very excited and confident in our guys able to, yeah, they'll be emotional, but let's settle down and make sure we remember it's still a football game, and there'll be some highs and lows. We got to make sure we're ready to handle either one by playing the next play.
I think any football game, you got that ball, it's going to bounce a certain way. In terms of burning out, I want to make sure when we come to the game that we're ready to play. And much like Coach just said, we need to execute. But, you know, enthusiasm is going to play a part in any football game, and it's the thing that goes like this. I think what we're looking for is to remain consistent in our level of enthusiasm. You know, there's this football game, and especially the type of offense that they use and run and systematically use. You know, there's a lot of movement sometimes, so you have to be able to play that next play. You have to be able to line up and play that next play and be able to focus on that task at hand. So in answer to your question, short answer to your question, you know, I guess it'd be a slow burn if we burn out, maybe at the 0-0 at the fourth quarter. But I hope our guys come ready to play, and that's been the focus for 6 weeks. Before we knew who we were going to play, the focus was who we're going to play in the bowl game, but more of it was how are we going to play in the bowl game. And that's you know, me sit up here in front of media and say that type of thing, I know there's risk involved in saying that, but we came to play because of what's gone on. We came to play because of what this season has held for us. And you know, the goal was to get to a bowl game. When we were 1-3, the goals start to change. And you know, we found our way to fight back, found a way to get in it, and you know, we're excited to be here, and we'll be ready.
Coach Ruffin, let me follow up an earlier question addressed to Coach D'Antonio. How have you been sleeping and eating? You know, this has been a new situation for you, thrust into the spotlight. The pressure, are you feeling the pressure, or how are you dealing with everything?
Well, I sleep pretty good. I haven't really eaten on a regular schedule, which Benny Wiley, my best friend and also a strength coach, has been really, he's very mean. He's a mean guy. He's back there in the back. He's been on me about eating properly. I haven't really ate much or much since. Sleeping pretty good, and as well as to be expected. What was your second question? Good. I got you. I was thinking about how mad Benny's at me right now for putting his name out there and what kind of punishment I'm going to get after this press conference. You know, to me, and somebody asked me the other day, pressure, you know, pressure to me is growing up, and we make $2,000 a month as a family, and our bills are $3,000 a month. You know, that's pressure. You know, this is what we do, and we've done it for a long time, Mark and I both. This is the fun part, the coaching part, the film study part, the film breakdown part, the getting the guys ready, getting your group ready to play. To me, I enjoy it. I enjoy the challenge, and it's a great question. I enjoy the challenge of able to lead a group, and it's been each group. When I was a position coach, I prepared to be a coordinator. When I was blessed to be a coordinator, I thought and prepared to be a head coach or become a head coach at some point in time. An opportunity is there this week for me to act in that role. I've asked for guidance and wisdom, and it's been there. I've also been a study. Mark, I'm watching what he's doing and watching his notes to make sure I'm doing the same thing. So I'm cheating off of him. It's better to cheat than repeat, so I'm watching what he does. The pressure's there, but to me, and I'm sure it's a fun pressure, and getting your kids ready to play and looking forward to the competition and challenge. So, looking forward to it more than pressure-wise.
Mark, how are you going to use Keith Nichol in this game?
I was wondering when that was coming up. Keith will play wide receiver. He'll play quarterback this game, and he'll be on the field quite often. He's proven to be an excellent quick study based on knowing the offense at quarterback. And I figure we let the cat out of the bag on Friday. But, he's going to play. But I think that it should be noted that Keith has done an outstanding job. He's a tremendous athlete, as you know. He's 220 pounds. He's a 38-inch vertical jump guy and a 10-6 long jump guy, and he can run and catch it. It'll be very interesting how he plays tomorrow, but I know he's looking forward to it, and so there it is. He's an excellent receiver. Much like a lot of our guys, there's not a lot of room to stand around, at our practices. Whether you're a scout team player or whether you're playing on the field, you're active. We've got good football players. We've got guys who've played other positions coming out of high school, so we've made it work. And, he certainly is a guy that that could do a lot of things. So it'll be interesting to watch. It'll be a positive story. And, we need some positive stories. And so that's why I thought it was important to answer that question, Joe. We need some positive stories. He's done an outstanding job. Cousins has faith in him as a receiver. Catches the ball extremely well. Can punt return as well. We've known all along he's an explosive athlete, but he has operated a quarterback throughout this time as well. Obviously, we only have two quarterbacks. He's one of them.
And speaking of quarterbacks, just wanted to ask you to expound on Kirk Cousins' journey from just kind of when you found him, when you were recruiting him, the situation in which you found him to where he's at today, just being a team captain, leader of the offense, and what that experience has been like for you.
Kirk has been an outstanding player and representative of our football team. Not many players are named captain as a sophomore before they've ever started a football game. I think that says it all. He's a tremendous person. He's extremely hard worker, very intelligent, has a great arm, physically gifted as well. The nice thing is he's got two more years to play. As far as where we found him when we came in, ironically, Keith was the guy who was committed to Michigan State and then went to Oklahoma. But in camp, Dan Enos had both those guys in camp thrown right beside each other. And, there was a lot of similarities in how they threw the football. Upon getting there, when Keith decided to go to Oklahoma, we made the decision to take Kirk Cousins and Nick Foles. And I think we took two good quarterbacks. And so, it's exciting to see him perform. It's also exciting to have Keith back here at Michigan State. And good things are in the future for both those guys. Very good things are in the future for both those guys.
Mark, when you first got to Michigan State, it was just, we made it to a bowl finally. Then last year it was, we want to get to a January bowl. Now the whole sense around the team this trip has been more business-like. Is that changing as expectations change?
Yeah, I think expectations change. I think it's also important, whether you're Texas Tech or whether you're Michigan State or somebody else playing today, you want to win your last football game because I think that sets you up a little bit for the next season. That sets you up for spring practice. If you don't, you move on. You get things squared away and you go in a different direction, I guess, a little bit. But I think it's important to try and win that last football game. We've been to bowl games the last 2 years. We played a very good Georgia team last year, one that was a preseason number one pick. You know, I thought we represented, had opportunities to win the football game. The year before that, we played, you know, BC, number two ranked team, lost the championship game to Virginia Tech, and had a chance to win that football game. So what we have to do is take our opportunities and make good on those opportunities because we were in both games and had opportunities there. So we're learning. This is a process. You know, Tech's been to 10 straight bowl games. So this is the process, and these things take time, just like every year is a different year. It brings a lot of unexpected twists. Huh?
Yeah.
And it brings some adversity, but it also brings a lot of joy, too. So, you know, there are good things that will come out of this situation for Michigan State, and I'm sure there are good things that will come out of the situation because there's all different types of storylines that go with these things. So we're looking forward to moving forward.
Ruff, how valuable is a guy like Sonny Cumbie tomorrow for Lincoln, for Potts, you know, a guy like that that's been, you know, quarterback and been around the program for so long?
You know, first, Sonny is a guy who's he waited his turn, you know, and it sort of goes back to the philosophy we've had at Tech is the old BYU philosophy. You see that guy wait around, whether it was Jim McMahon or Steve Young or whoever for that time, Robbie Bosco. After Kingsbury, it was BJ. And after BJ, it was Sonny's turn. He's been around the program as a player, waited his opportunity for his chance, and ended up being the most valuable player in the Holiday Bowl versus the two quarterbacks from the field at time was Aaron Rodgers, who's a great quarterback now for the Packers. But Sonny's been around it that way from beginning of his program, of our program, to his ending of his career. Then he went off and played and then came back as a coach, and he's done a great job working with the quarterback. Sonny has been in place working specifically with the quarterback, so I feel very comfortable with Sonny in that situation. When this all happened, it was no thought process of what I wanted offensively to happen as far as play call and signal call and who in the box and what eyes I wanted. Sonny would be the eyes and ears for Lincoln from the box. Lincoln has been a part of the program as a student, as a walk-on, as a student assistant, as a GA, and then Mike gave him his full-time opportunity here not too long ago. So Lincoln understands the offense. Both of those guys were quarterbacks in this system. So I felt very comfortable making that move. Lincoln, you're here. Sonny, you're here. Get it going. You know, I've told them a few things that I would like done, you know, but my interference, and even though I've been around the offense for 10 years too, I've had to defend it for 10 years too. So I understand the makeup and what it does and how it reacts. So I've given them some instructions along the way that some things I wanted, you know, and I felt very comfortable in doing that. Sonny's very valuable because he understands the offense, he understands the thought process by the quarterback, and he understands the vision from the box of what's needed for what particular situation. So I feel good about Sonny, Chris.
Mark, in terms of the idea of Nickel becoming a receiver, was it more of something he came to the coaches with the idea of doing this, or did you go to him? Was it a mutual thing? And also, do you see a day coming in the future, whether it's next season or even further down the road, where you're going to have to decide whether he's a quarterback, a receiver, or going to play both, or is it just way too early to tell how that's all going to play out?
I think those decisions are made in the future. The situation that we became involved in and the necessity of the numbers, you know, sort of predicated that we move Keith there. And because he knows the offense as a quarterback, he knows what people are doing, and he knows the formations and the motions and the different things that go along with that. You know, it was an easy transition for him. So he's worked on his own a lot. You know, And we had a lot of time here in the last 4 or 5 weeks. He's worked on his own with Keith and Kirk, working on their own out there on the field. So there's timing there, and but we'll see. I think that he has outstanding ability. You know, he's got you know, he's a bigger, stronger, faster Blair White, if you put it that way. And Blair's been very, very successful here. So, but we'll see. I do think that he's a, you know, we knew when we recruited him that he would be a viable part of our football team, and that he would make plays for us. And he's shown that he can do that. You know, he's had some injuries this year and has fought through that adversity, but he's beyond that now.
Coach McNeil, in the last day or two, have you talked to Coach Leach? Do you plan to before the game? And will we see Texas Tech, will Texas Tech be much different than to fans at the game than what they were under Coach Leach?
You know, I was asked, I think, and we were here, you and I were together 2 days ago, what would I say or what would I say to Coach? And is Coach Leach your friend? No, he's not just my friend. He's one of my best friends. He gave me opportunity when, at that time, point in time, what would I say? The first thing I would say, hey, I love you, brother. Next thing is, are you okay? What do you need? So the conversation was very brief, you know, because I know his mind is there, and he knows my mind is, of course, going 100 miles an hour, you know. So it was a very brief deal, and he said, hang in there and be yourself. That was his words. So he knows that's how I would, that's how I've been doing this job, is to be myself. As far as Texas Tech changing, you know, I think we got to do what we do. You know, there's certain things that in preparation to become a head coach, and I'm sure Mark did the same thing in his preparation. Defensively, we both know and both knew what we wanted to do defensively. Special teams and having an opportunity to coordinate special teams, I know exactly what I wanted special teams-wise. Offensively, and doing the whole time, even as a defensive coordinator, you see a play or two on film and you go, golly, that's a pretty good play. Mark it down, you know. Oh, yeah, I like that offense. I like that route. Oh, that's a tough play to run. I've always made those kind of marks going through watching film of any various opponent. This offense is what we do. In choosing an offense, this is what I wanted to do if my opportunity came to be a head coach, and that's where it will stay there. This is the offense that I wanted to run if I got the blessed opportunity to become a head coach. So the offense, and Mark knows this, is not going to change drastically, you know, and this is what we want to do, and this is what I want to do.
Two more questions.
Boy, my mind is running together. I know it's Friday today. It was sometime within the next last, I think it may have been Wednesday night. You know, I just texted him, and he called real quick, and he knows how it is. I didn't want to hold him up. I said, love you. You need anything? No, you good? I said, I'm okay. He said, hey, be yourself. We'll talk later. So.
Coach McNeil, everybody's asked,
okay.
Everyone's asked Coach D'Antonio about how Michigan State's going to slow down your offense. But what do you see in Michigan State's offense that concerns you, and what do you think about the development of Cousins over the year?
Well, you know, they do a great job moving the football. They gave you various formations. They can give you from 21 or standard pro I formations to the two tight end, multiple tight end looks, to going where you look, you have a five wide empty situation offensively. And both quarterbacks pose problems, you know, and watching them on film and watching those. And just like Mark and I talked, I watched so much film. After a while, you say, what else can you watch? But both quarterbacks have been very productive in this offensive plan. You know, they both run well, you know, and they both control and run their offense and understand obelizing and getting them their offense to the right play. You see that actively. The adversity that Mark has been through, Mark has done also a great job of recruiting, and he's got BCS and top Big Ten football players in his family too. So I know Mark, just like we have. We both worked hard at recruiting to make sure we got good football players there, but this offense has done a great job just by being number one in the Big Ten in passing offense, number three in total, and I know in the middle of the pack, right at fourth in rushing the football. And the fact that they give you various formations, the usage of multiple tight ends, and also with the same, the ability to spread the football and spread the field with the empty packages and the four wide packages and the three wide packages, that always poses the defense, as Mark knows, poses a problem for the defenses. So we've had to really bear down and stay focused on those situations and, you know, being able to play and just hopefully defend and be in position on the formations that we may see and the plays run out of each. So we have great respect for the way they move the football defensively, where I'm always eyeballing him, and I've stole some things he did when he was at Ohio State, you know, so, and we played them, and they spanked us like a little baby, you know, held our legs up and did that. He knows that too, but defensively, they've done a great job, and they got a great linebacker, and I asked, could I borrow him for a couple of plays on Saturday? He's that good, and they play very sound defense. They run around. They cause pressure in a league that I know is tough-minded in the Big Ten. Their special teams has been very, very, and I think a lot of people forget to talk about this, but their special teams has been a unit and group who has done well in the Big Ten, too. So we know we've had to focus on all three categories, offensively, defense, and special teams-wise. So I have a lot of respect for what they've done offensively, of course, but also in other two areas as well.
Ruff, Mike had such a big personality, and obviously for the last decade, Tech was defined by Mike's personality. Now that he's gone but still going to the game tomorrow, how much of Mike's personality is still with the team?
That'll be hard to tell. You're talking about the guy that's the winningest coach in Texas Tech history, won more bowl games in Texas Tech history, has really put us on the map nationally wise. So, I mean, that's not something that I want to lose. If the opportunity presents itself to become the head coach of Texas Tech, that's something I want to build on and take it to another level, to be honest with you. At the same time, myself, I've been a part of that with Mike there every second he's been at Tech. So I'm blessed to have been a part of that building of the house, the success we've had. I've been very fortunate to be there with Mike and on the other side for every second that he's been there too. So like Mike has always done, and I always do, I think we share in the success and accolades. We know Mike has set the tempo for us, and I'm not trying to run that personality off. I mean, it's like I said, it's been successful. In my tenure or my term, I just want to make sure I take it to another level if the opportunity presents itself. And I look forward to giving the opportunity and doing the best job I possibly can, you know, at that. And just like Mark mentioned, that's the one thing we can't do, just do the very best you possibly can and make sure you do it that way. And, you know, that's what I plan to do.
Thank you, coaches.